This is Tessa from Brave Radar, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
Hello, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam Nations. And I think that's particularly important to mention because this coming Sunday is National Indigenous Peoples Day, and I'll be playing a few songs to celebrate that a bit later in the show. But this Sunday is also Father's Day, so I have a very special guest, my father. Hello.
Hello, Duncan. Thank you for inviting me and having me on your show.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to have you. So we're actually recording the previous Sunday, so this is a week before, and we're outside on my back deck,
six feet apart.
And at the top, we heard Woohoo. Can you tell me about that song?
Well, just like you, when I was a teenager in Kitimat at Mount Elizabeth High School, I used to have a radio show. And I played on Thursdays, and it was on the PA, or the public address system. There was a group of us. I had Thursdays, and we didn't have a name for our show, but I always had an opening song and a closing song, and the opening song was Woohoo.
By Richmond, Virginia's Rocketeens.
The Rocketeens.
An excellent rock and roll band name. So what else was your show? So you played records. What else did you do for your show?
There could have been announcements. People would maybe have club meetings or whatever, the social things and aspects that went on in the school, and maybe a little bit around the town as well. Remember, back then I was 17, so my choice of music and choice of other things were totally different than my tastes for today.
Sure. And did you do any sketches or comedy bits or like anything like that on the radio? Or was it mostly just announcements and
just records? Announcements, and we did and just played records.
Yeah. I remember I did the same thing in high school.
Oh.
I would do announcements between classes because I was on student council, and I used to do impersonations. So I did a Jean Chrétien and a John Wayne and Sean Connery. It was a little over the top, but
at least the
administration, they put up
with. Adds a little light and humor to the day.
Yeah, let's hope so. That was great. A very spirited way to kick off the show. Up next, we have a song from a Scottish singer. And what's the significance of this song by Andy Stewart?
Well, I was born in Scotland and immigrated to Canada when I was 10 years old. So this song is about my hometown, Dundee, Scotland, where I was born. And it's kind of a bit significant. It's The Road and the Miles to Dundee. It's spelled M-I-L-E-S, but it was kind of the impetus and the thoughts were always there. And we named you Duncan Miles McHugh. And so
feels like all of my security password questions are being revealed. My middle name, my father's hometown. Yeah, don't tell anybody what my first pet was named, or they're going to be able to hack into my email. All right, well, let's give a listen to that. This is The Road and the Miles to Dundee by Andy Stewart.
Cold winter was howling o'er moor and o'er mountain, and wild was the surge on the dark rolling sea. When just about daybreak I met a young lassie, passed me the road and the miles to Dundee. Said I, my young lassie, I canna will tell ye the road or the distance I canna will gie. But gin ye'd permit me to gang a wee bitty, I'd show you the road and the miles to Dundee. At once she consented, she gied me her arm. Ne'er a word did I speer what the lassie might be. She appeared like an angel in feature and form, as she walked by my side on the road to Dundee. Then she took the gowd pin that she wore at her bosom. Quo' she, tak ye this in remembrance o' me. Then bravely I bent, I and kissed her sweet lips, ere I parted wi' her on the road to Dundee. Say here's to my lassie, I ne'er can forget her, and ilka young laddie was listening to me. Oh, ne'er be ye sweared to convoy your young lassie, though it's only to show her the road to Dundee.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
We don't have many enemies here at CITR, but we do like to keep our friends close. And when you become a member of CITR, our friends are your friends. So join CITR today to get discounts at Audiopile, Red Cat, Vinyl Records, Hooked on Phono, Rufus Guitar and Drum Shop, Tapestry Music, The Cinematheque, Kerner's Pub, Stormcrow, The Pint, and Fortune Sound Club. For more info, visit citr.ca/friends.
Are you energetic, mature, and committed to making a difference in the life of an Indigenous youth? Then you'd make a great mentor. volunteer mentors at Vancouver's Urban Native Youth Association help youth recognize their many strengths and words towards future goals. To learn more about how you can become a mentor to a deserving young person, please visit unya.bc.ca/mentorship.
All right, so that was The Ventures from 1963 with their song
Pipeline.
Yeah.
That was my closing song on my show on the Thursdays.
Right. What drew you to surf rock?
It was new. Good beat. And I liked the drums as well in there because they were all instrumental songs. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very driving rhythm to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before that, we heard The Monks from their self-titled record from, I think, 1966. That was the song Love Came Tumbling Down. And I picked that song because it has a similar rhythm to it. And they're one of my favorite bands from that era. They were a group of American GIs stationed in Germany, and they formed a garage rock band together and started shaving their heads into the tonsure, the monk style, and wore black robes and played this very avant-garde music. And I love The Monks, so I wanted to share that with you. And at the top, we heard Andy Stewart with the song The Road and the Miles to Dundee. There you are. All right. Next up, we're going to hear some B.B. King. We went to see B.B. King.
We did. That's a few years back.
Yeah.
I just enjoy his music and his ability to play, make the guitar sing. Mm-hmm. That was just amazing. So
yeah. Yeah, that was at the Orpheum, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. And I remember after that was the night that the Bosman's Hotel Bar closed, I think. And we went for a drink there, and then you said goodbye, and then things went very, it was a very spirited night. But yeah, B.B. King, and do you remember his guitar's name?
Lucille.
Lucille, yes. He should also be celebrated on Father's Day. So yeah, B.B. King had 15 kids, so celebrating him for Father's Day is appropriate
That's
as well,
appropriate.
I guess. Yeah. So the song that you picked is called See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. Any thoughts behind that?
It's B.B. King. I heard it a while back, and having gone through prostate cancer last year and redoing our wills, and now that I'm 72 years old, one thinks that there's an inevitable end somewhere. And I just wanted to give you this as a hint that you look after.
Yeah. We are in a pandemic as well. So.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hopefully, yes. I'm going to survive that one, I hope.
Agreed. Here's hoping. All right. Well, let's give a listen. This is B.B. King, See That My Grave Is Kept Clean.
Oh, Well, I went down south for to see my gal, Polly Walla Doodle all day. She got curly eyes and laughing hair, Polly Walla Doodle all day. Farewell, 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 my fairy face. I'm going to Louisiana for to see my Susiana, Polly Walla Doodle all day. There's a grasshopper sitting on a railroad track, Polly Walla Doodle all day. Picking his teeth with a carpet tack, Polly Walla Doodle all day. Farewell, 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 my fairy face. Gonna Louisiana for to see my Susiana, Polly Walla Doodle all day. Couldn't get across, and Polly Walla Doodle all day. I jumped on a gate, I thought it was a horse, and Polly Walla Doodle all day. Farewell, 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 my fairy fairy. I'm going to Louisiana for the same as Louisiana, and Polly Walla Doodle all day. But every bee ba ba bo. I'm going to lose you, I'm going to
oh.
All right, that was Dion with the song "The Wanderer." You are a bit of a wanderer. You've done a lot of traveling in the last few years.
Well, of course, coming from Europe originally, and the last 12 years we have traveled quite a bit. Your mother and I have now hit 85 countries, and it's going to be tough. Well, especially can't travel now, but it's the goal is to hit 100. The last 15 is going to be pretty tough.
It's going to be a stretch. And yeah, are you feeling like extra? I mean, we're all feeling pretty cooped up, but must be doubly so for you.
Well, I find it frustrating every day to just delete all those travel things that come in on my emails.
So many deals and so few that you can go on.
And I can't go.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, it's for the best.
I think so.
All right. Well, here's to, you know, 2022, getting to 100 countries. Here's hoping.
Good plan.
Before that, we heard Leon Redbone with the song Polly Wally Doodle from On the Tracks, I believe. That's the record. Leon Redbone.
Kind of just a beautiful beat. And he kind of, the way he sings, his voice, and always reminds me of someone singing with a bunch of marbles in his mouth. But I love the music.
Yeah, I didn't know until much later that he sort of made his name in Toronto. That's where he was discovered and first started his career. Yeah, that was very surprising to me. But and he's a pretty mysterious figure.
Well, he has the sunglasses and the hat pulled over his eyes. And yes, he sort of looks very mysterious.
Yeah, yeah. And at the top, we heard B.B. King with the song See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. Next up, we're going to hear some Fats Waller. What's the song you wanted to hear?
Which was that one? No.
Ain't Misbehaving.
Oh, Ain't Misbehaving. Went to see a musical many years ago, and that was one of the songs. And just totally love the musical and love that music.
Yeah. This is originally from 1929, and another musical called Connie's Hot Chocolates. Who knew? Mm-hmm. Wikipedia did. But yeah, it got adapted into another musical called Ain't Misbehaving. So that's the title track. This is Fats Waller.
Just me and my radio. Hey, Miss behaving, saving all my love for you.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
right, that was a brand new track from Vancouver's Neptune's Daydream. That was a song Before You Know, a demo version, and that was from the new EP Wasted Dreams. Before that, we heard Bessie Jones and the Georgia Sea Island Singers. That's from a new album called Get in Union, and that is the song Get in Union. That's being released on the Alan Lomax archives. It was originally recorded in the 50s, and it's being reissued. And at the top, we heard Fats Waller and his rhythm from the album Ain't Misbehavin'. That was the song Ain't Misbehavin'. Bijuana, local electronic artist, has a new single out. It's called Comfortable. Hope you like it. Get comfortable and listen to this song. Oh, terrible.
Thank you. TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
At the top, we heard Biawana with their new single, Comfortable. After that, we heard Tops with a Patrick Holland remix of the song Colder and Closer from their new album. Patrick Holland, you may know as Project Pablo. That was his old name, but he's sticking with his own name now, living in Montreal. And we just heard Zune. Zune is a new project from Daniel Monkman, who's been in a few different bands. He's an Ojibwe artist now living in Hamilton, Ontario. And that's from a brand new record called Bleached Waves. And that's the song Was and Always Will Be. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. And happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, including my own. Thanks to him for coming by earlier on to give us some musical picks. This Sunday is also National Indigenous Peoples Day, So I hope you are able to celebrate that in some way. I know this year the big event at Trout Lake has been canceled and moved online. So I know the Friendship Center that normally hosts that is doing some online language lessons and figure out some other way of celebrating. We're going to close out with a band that was just long listed for the Polaris Prize. They're called Nahiowuk, and they come from Amiskwichi in Treaty 6 territory near Edmonton. And they were here on campus in December. They played a set at the Museum of Anthropology. And we're going to listen to a song from their album from late last year called Nippy. And this is the song Copper. And congrats to them on getting longlisted to the Polaris. Not a lot of Vancouver representation, if any, I don't think. But at least Wares from Edmonton, who are on a Vancouver label, Mint, got longlisted. So that's nice. But again, a strong Toronto bias from the Polaris Prize. Oh, well. All right. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a good week, and I will see you next Thursday. Bye.
get our share. Say it loud. Say it loud. One more time. Say it loud. I worked on jobs with my feet in my hands. You know, all the work I did was for the other man. But now we the man's a chance to do things for ourselves. We're tired of beating our head against the wall and working for someone else.
Everybody, and welcome.